There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, you snooze, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
All right, friends, it's time. As promised, our special guest this week. In one more week, you will have to address him as a Hall of Famer on all first references. But he joins us now from a top secret location, cannot be revealed, far, far away from his spiritual home in Dallas. Is this audience ready for a good 10, 12 minutes with almost a Hall of Famer, Dirk Werner Nowitzki? Wow, you are actually on the show. This is really happening.
This is big. This is big. I'm excited for the new show. I can't wait to listen in. But like you said, I'm still overseas and I'm working my way home so I can get ready for Springfield. I'm excited.
I mean, it's crazy. Jersey retirement, international jersey retirement, statue unveiling. I think there was a street named after you in there somewhere. And now, like you said, all you have to say in basketball is the word Springfield. Everyone in the game knows what that means. But has it sunk in yet? Are you ready for this?
I mean, as ready as I can get, I guess. I'm super excited. Obviously, a little anxious already. I think it's going to be a super cool, fun couple days. I have family and friends coming from all over the world. I'm already a little nervous. Obviously, I'm not a great speaker and holding a big speech there. And then just the whole hoopla there and, you know, the limelight is not really my thing. So it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable at times, but I'm going to just try to really enjoy it and enjoy it. My family and my kids are now old enough to really understand what's happening. And so I'm looking forward to a great time. And like you said, all this stuff, all the honorings and the street naming and all that, people are now like, gee, we got to celebrate you again. Like when is this over? This retirement tour. And I would say this, to me, the Hall of Fame is like the absolute tip of the iceberg, and it's the coolest thing, and it's an honor to be there, and sort of, I think things will sort of, for me at least, slow down after that, but it's been literally one thing after the next, and I'm extremely proud of all these things.
So you're going to have Steve Nash and Jason Kidd there with you on stage, and the way presenters work for the Hall of Fame, for people who don't know, you have to be a Hall of Famer to be eligible as a presenter. You knew those guys were going to say yes when you asked them, but what was it like to actually, you know, are you nervous asking them, hey guys, will you come up there with me? Because it's also weird for the presenters. They don't get to say anything. They just sit on a stool.
They just sit there. Yeah. You know me. I wasn't doing it all formal. I wasn't, hey Steven, do you mind? So I just kind of threw it out. And when we talked about Hall of Fame and same with Jay Kidd, you know, obviously they're not only teammates of mine, they're really, really good friends and friends for life. And so, you know, it was sort of informal. I kind of threw it out. Hey, I'd love for you guys, would love for you to be up there with me. And they both were kind of no brainer, obviously. And so they're looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to seeing them, seeing their families and just spending an incredible 3-4 days up in Springfield.
You know, I always say this when people ask me about the early days, and, you know, you and Steve both had a rough first year in Dallas, which was a long, long time ago. But having been there, I'm certainly not going to forget it. When you think back, I mean, how crazy does it sound to you that there were two future MVPs and two future Hall of Famers on that lockout 1999 Mavs team when you and Steve first were teammates? Man, it's almost 25 years ago.
Yeah, crazy how the time has flown by, and also crazy how that worked out. You know, I'm always a little negative. I'm shy. You know, it's my German in me, and so that first year, I wasn't sure, am I going to make it? I had doubts creeping in. Of course, there were games, you were there. There were games where I didn't play at all. I was frustrated. I was basically questioning myself. Did I make the right decisions here and to come over, or should I have stayed in Europe? Should I have gone to college? And I guess all that's normal when things don't really, work out well or work out as planned. And then all we really did with Steve and I was say, hey, all we can do is you know, work hard, and we'll go from there. That's all you can do is control what you can control. We used to go back to the gym every night to the old Landry Center there. We didn't even have our own practice facility, and just, you know, played horse, played one-on-one, played shooting games, played with other guys 3-on-3, and just trying to work hard as we can and get extra sessions in. And so it wasn't really, if it didn't work out, then people can't say, well, you didn't work hard enough. So that's what we both didn't want. And so we just really busted our tails and trying to get better and trying to make it. And then, you know, I always mention, and you were there, the end of my first year when we were finally out of the playoffs. We were never really in it. I think we were like 4 or 5 games out of the playoffs at all times. But then when we were finally eliminated, Nelly came up to me and said, hey, listen, I'll start you again. We have whatever, 10 games left. Why don't you just, you know, get adjusted to the game and have some fun and really love playing. And that stretch to me was one of the biggest turnarounds in my career. And Steve obviously started playing well a little earlier, but for me, that was a big turnaround. I got to be comfortable. I had one game, I had like 28. And that kind of showed me, hey, if you actually work hard and you have the skills to succeed, and obviously Nelly will put you in positions with his mismatch style that even my body, I was a little underdeveloped. Yeah, I can be in a position to play well and contribute. And so that meant the world to me. That those last 10 games of my first year that really changed everything.
The one and only Dirk Nowitzki joining us here on the Saturday Stein Line on 97.1 The Freak, presented by Panini America. And you guys should know, this show has now moved into its second month. Dirk volunteered to be the first guest in show history, our very first show. But I told him, no, I wanted to wait. I wanted to wait to do this right before his induction into the Hall of Fame. And we are doing this now 1 week before that induction, which I can't say I'm as excited as you, but I'm pretty damn excited too. I can't wait. I can't wait to see all, because it's not just you going in, but everyone you're going in with too. Like, just what do you think it's going to be like to be, you know, you're with all your rivals, Powell, Tony, Pop, your buddy Wade, like to go in with all these guys too at the same time?
I mean, unbelievable at times. You know, there were times where all of us didn't really get along great, but I think that's part of part of competing at the highest level and part of, you know, trying to win and at all cost. And so there were times where I didn't speak with Pal much. There were times where I didn't speak with Dwayne. Tony and I were always pretty okay. But it's just that it's just funny how that works out, that now all of a sudden we're all together in this class. And we talked about it a little bit when we got introduced in the Final Four in Houston when they announced us. We spent a couple good days together there, and it's just funny how that worked. And I competed against Pau and Tony since we were, I don't know, 20, 19, 20 years old on national teams. And so it was super cool to be part of that crew. And you know how much I respect Pop. I mean, to me, he was he's probably one of the goats of coaching, and the respect that and all the stuff that he's done for me in my last game. And I mean, I can go on minutes about the guy. So I'm super, super humbled to be part of this this amazing class. And like I said, we're going to have some fun. We're going there. I think we have some we're going golfing one day with the whole class. And so it's going to be a fun couple of days, and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, I got to ask you this one, because I've got Mavs fans asking me all the time, like, are we supposed to not, are you and Dwayne Wade now buddies? Are you guys friends? Is that how we are supposed to refer to you two?
I think friends, I mean, obviously friends reach out to each other all the time. They talk all the time. I wouldn't say we're friends. I think there's a mutual sense of obviously respect for each other's career. And obviously we're cordial. We were sitting actually in Houston at that one dinner. We were sitting at the same table. Our family sat together, and so there's no bad blood, obviously, anymore. We all moved on. Things were said on both sides are done that neither side liked. But you know, that's like I said earlier, that's part of competition at the highest level. It's there to me. I'm still old school. There were really no friends at the highest level. I understand nowadays everything is a little different in the league, but at the, you know, when I came in, there were really no friendships at the highest level. And so that's where that comes from. So are we friends? No, we don't text each other, but I think there's a lot of respect there, and we're both happy to go in the Hall of Fame together.
I'm going to have to do a poll among the audience. How many listeners have moved on? That'll be a good, that'll be something good I throw out there. No, actually, you did it was in the recent past, a year ago, maybe more, maybe a little bit less, but you did a podcast with Tony Kroos and Felix Kroos, his brother, both professional soccer players. Obviously, everyone knows Tony's still playing for Real Madrid. And you talked about, you were really candid with that, I'm guessing, in your own language and with fellow athletes. Maybe it was easier. And you talked about how you said something to the effect that the last couple of years you were questioning, were they worth it? Because, you know, you've had some foot issues since playing. And I think you said something along the lines of you could probably move better today had you retired earlier, but with a little bit more time, how do you feel about that part? And how, you know, because you stayed 21 years, but that also gave you an incredible record that may never be broken, 21 years with one franchise. How do you look at that now?
Yeah, sort of the same. You know, I think it's normal to go back and ask yourself questions. And when you, that's part of reflecting. If you're done with something in life and then you kind of look back and reflect a little bit, and then it's normal to ask questions. Hey, what if I would have quit 2 years earlier, would that have made a difference? Honestly, it doesn't really matter. I'm super, super proud of having played 21 years for one franchise. Nobody can ever take that away from me. And of course, the last years were a little tough. I mean, in my last season, I didn't practice anymore. I missed the first 30 games. It took forever for me to somewhat play decent basketball. So those times were not necessarily fun, but you know, like I said, it's part of my career now, and I'm proud of it. Played 21 years at an older age, and trying to keep up with, you know, guys that were half your age, and so I'm proud that I made it this long. And Of course, here and there, I have some ankle issues, but I think that's just, even if I would have quit after 19, I would have still had some issues. It's just part of sports.
Our last few moments here on 97.1 The Freak with the one and only Dirk Nowitzki, 1 week away from his Hall of Fame induction. I asked Tyson Chandler this a couple of weeks ago when we had Tyson on the show. Actually having a championship ring, is it, do you look at it? Do you just keep it away and try not to think about it? Or how much on a daily basis can you feel, yes, I'm a champion? Because obviously in your case, I think, you heard for so long when you hadn't won. I mean, you were just reminded about it constantly. So how much on a daily basis can you feel, yes, I actually have that ring?
So I don't look at the ring a lot, only when I really have new guests or whatever, and they come over and they want to see it, but it's usually in a safe place. So I don't see it myself much, maybe every couple of weeks, every couple of months, but I am reminded of the championship every day. I mean, I have a photo at home in my little man cave where I obviously hoist the trophy and the whole team is behind me. And I have the banner somewhere around that, a remake of the banner with all the names on it. So I am reminded of it daily, which is of course amazing. And it puts me a smile on my face every day. But the ring, I would say only every couple of weeks, every couple of months, I look at it. So, actually, matter of fact, I haven't seen it now in months now since we traveled a bunch. So when I get home, I might have to lay eyes on it before I come to Springfield.
Incredibly happy for you that you have that ring. Incredibly happy for you for what awaits this coming week. Huge week for you. You've got a restaurant opening at DFW, and then we all make our way to Springfield for this incredible ceremony. Still can't believe it's happening, but hugely grateful to catch up with you today and have you on the show. And thank you, honestly, there's no thank yous I can say that are sufficient for the 25 years that you've let me pester you. I actually been thinking about it, that September is going to be 25 years since I came to Wartburg for the first time, which is just what happened to us, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for coming along on this journey. And, at the beginning, we kind of, we both started to talk soccer and we had a great bond there. And so I really appreciate you being part of this journey. And it's been so much fun. So thanks to you as well for being part.
Dirk Nowitzki, everyone. The future Hall of Famer, and future means only 1 week. A week from today, he will be eternally referred to as the Hall of Famer, Dirk Nowitzki.
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.